Yes.
Okay. And Scott will be reading Coco. And then after Scott, we have Amy Trushan reading The Quiet House in Winter. Let's give Scott a warm welcome.
Some years ago, I fell in love with a beautiful woman from Paris named Coco. She looked a little like Madame Curie crossed with Valerie Perrine. She was as gracious as a queen and as clever as a fox. When she looked at me, I melted in her blue eyes, the color of the Mediterranean. She was strawberry blonde, rosy cheeks, had a tiny waist and a full bosom. We spent a magical summer together watching butterflies pollinate the garden and robins pull worms from the lawn behind her sister's mansion in the bucolic countryside of northern New Jersey. We walked through the hay fields and the wooded hillsides in the months of June and July. I would take her hand on some of those walks, and she would sing French folk songs in her sweet, high, lilting voice. It was funny to me as she spoke in the low register that most European women do, but her singing voice was distinctively high and sweet. We stripped to our shorts, swam across the ponds that dotted the local countryside. We hid under the canopy of maple leaves when the August rain showers sprinkled our afternoons. I don't know why she loved me and poured out her affection on me, but I was delighted to be the recipient of her serendipitous gestures. Often Coco made me fresh croissants and vichyssoise from scratch from her sister's garden. She ladled strawberry jam she had made onto my plate, smiling at me, tussling my hair. She fawned on me and stroked the back of my neck as she told me stories of growing up in the French countryside. She would lay on a blanket with me in the sunshine on sunny afternoons and scratch my back, singing to me as I dozed in her delightful presence. Over the years, I have longed for her, pined for her. No woman since has ever loved me so tenderly and genuinely. Coco left in September that year. She was headed back to Paris to write her thesis and graduate. I cried when she came to my door to say goodbye. I never saw her again. I was six.